Do you think you're red-pilled?
Jesus Christ.
I know you're not. You're, to me, you're the bluest of pilled. You're a sleepy, sleepy sheep person.
Jesus, what? Why are you so mad at me?
I'm beyond red-pilled. I know that. But do you think you're red-pilled?
Do you think being red-pilled is cool?
I personally prefer black-pilled. You remember Toucan Sam, right?
Uh-huh.
What was that guy's deal?
He really liked Fruit Loops. Yeah, I think he just...
Did it ever show him eat the Fruit Loops, though?
I don't know.
Or was he just like... You think he was like a figment of their imaginations?
Hold on, let me Google, was Toucan Sam real? We'll go from there.
First of all, how did he get here?
He followed his nose. What don't you understand?
Fair enough.
I really want to watch a Toucan Sam commercial now and see if he ever eats them.
Now that I'm picturing it, I can picture him with a spoon. Like putting them in his mouth.
Why would he use a spoon? He's a toucan.
Well, back to my original question. What was his deal?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a super good question.
Do you think, like, you know Medusa?
Yeah, I mean, I know of her.
You've never met Medusa, obviously, or else you'd be a statue. But do you think, like, all the snakes in her head, on her head, were like hungry? Did you have to feed them?
Dude, I watched. This is crazy. You're bringing this up. I watched Monsters, Inc. the other day. You remember that? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, highly red-pilled movie. Q fucking loves that movie.
Wait, really?
Yeah, dude. Because they steal screams. Their world runs on human fear.
Okay, yeah. Do they know that in the end that it runs on laughs because laughs are more powerful than screams?
Nah, that's... Well, hey, maybe that's part of the message, but whatever.
Anyway, you know the green guy, Mike?
Yeah.
He's just a big eyeball. His girlfriend is a Medusa-like monster with snakes for hair. And they're all like... They get angry when she gets angry, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, reminds me of your question.
Do they get horny when she gets horny?
I'm sure they do.
Imagine just a cluster... Like a literal clusterfuck of snakes on your head.
I mean, I'm sure she can do things that other girls can't do due to her snake hair.
Oh, dude. When she goes down on you,
yeah,
everything's getting filled up. The way snakes fuck is so weird.
Is it?
Well, I guess for snakes, it's pretty normal.
Tell me.
I guess, like, what would you expect?
Sorry, I'm not familiar. How do they fuck?
They just, like, kind of wrap around each other and, like, smash their...
That's what we do.
Exactly. Our bodies are stupid and unflexible, so...
I would say...
All our positions are dumb.
Being a snake and fucking another snake sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's like... It's a literal where do I end and you begin situation.
They don't go in a loop, right? Like, they don't take each other's tails.
Snake 69 is on a whole nother level. Double Ouroboros.
It's just the infinity symbol.
Yeah. No, they're just like... What's that medical sign? The caduceus?
Oh, yeah, the twisted.
Yeah.
Is that snakes fucking?
I think it's based on snakes fucking.
Wow.
It's weird.
Weird symbols.
But that's how they do it.
All around us. What was the original question about Medusa?
Do you think those snakes need to be fed slash do they fuck? Do they?
Okay, so I was wondering this when I was watching Monsters, Inc. I think that they can probably eat. I don't think they fuck.
Then do they shit into her brain?
You're right.
Also,
you're right.
Where do they stop? Like, does she have a scalp? Are they just like... Is there a hard line between her head and the snakes? Or do they just kind of all like go into her brain?
I've changed my mind. I don't think they eat, because you're right. Where does it go? I think they don't have any sort of digestion. They just have a brain. And then it just connects to the skull and like sort of shares the brain part. But there's no plumbing.
Okay.
I don't really know why they have... I mean, none of this makes sense, but like conjoined twins are a thing, right?
A hot thing.
So there you go. Like it's not implausible that a snake could live off your head.
Do you think Captain America's real?
I was reading a thread about like some anti-vaxxers that are in the US military, and all the like old school military men in the comments were like, when I was in the military, they just lined us up and shot us with random shit all the time. You know, like you have no choice. They do it with a gun. Like they go down the line.
So I'm picturing an AK-47. They're just one guy standing in a spot aiming at each soldier.
No, but the point was like, you don't know what's in them. You can't refuse, or they just kick you. Like you're owned in the military. There's no saying no. You can't say I don't want that vaccine. They just do it.
So you think they were trying super soldier serums and just most of them failed?
That's a good point. Where are all the super soldiers? No, my point is like, obviously they're doing experiments on privates in the military, right?
I mean, I would.
Isn't that part of what you sign up for?
It's probably in the fine print.
We can end it there. I got a massage today, and she got to my feet, and she was like, a lot of toe lint.
Fuck you, bitch. What do you think? I wear special socks to come get a massage? No. Natural phenomenon. You want me to come sockless next time?
No, she was nice about it. But it was just a funny statement. And then she like cleaned my feet off, which was weird. But
oh, how'd you do it?
With like a wet nap or whatever. Like,
oh, weird.
Yeah. But she like went in, she like flossed my toes with it. She like really got in there.
I'm trying to decide whether I want that or it's the last thing I want.
So I'm still trying to decide whether I wanted it. It sucked because it happened right at the beginning. So all I thought about the whole time was like how much chillin' was there that she needed to perform that procedure.
Yeah, that's like, does she do that often? Does she do that to everybody? Is she a lint shamer?
Yeah, who knows?
You know what is really satisfying though? Is when you get like a nice buildup between your first and second toes, and you roll it out.
Yeah.
Get a nice little ball.
Yeah.
And you eat it.
I love getting, oh no.
Should we do a voicemail?
Absolutely, we should. Okay, let me find it here. We don't actually know who this voicemail is from, for sure. Right? We thought it was Chris from last week, but...
They sound similar.
But I don't think so.
Hey, so we were talking the other day. And we were wondering, do you guys think it's all right to have identical twins with the exact same name?
Oh.
We looked it up. George Foreman named all of his kids actually after him. So it might be a good example. Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so that was not Chris. At listening to it over the board, that was not a Canadian accent, I don't think.
Well, thanks, caller, for your great question.
Yeah. And also for doing, they did some research as well.
Well, I've heard about the George Foreman situation before.
Yeah.
I think it's quite the power move.
They're all George.
Yeah. And I think they're not all boys either.
There's girl Georges in his, in his brood. Yeah. Okay. Okay, George.
But yeah, naming twins the same name, that's, well, as you know, I'm highly in favor of doing experiments on children, especially your own.
Yes, yes, I do know that.
That's so to me,
not allowed near my child anymore.
Well, that's also why I've been injecting him with tiny bits of animal blood from around the neighborhood.
What do you use, a fucking blowgun? Is that just, why?
Just lean in his window at night and dart him in the neck with a little raccoon blood?
Yeah, I know. Okay. The twins thing. I am in favor of that too. I think it shouldn't even be an option. I think you should have to name your kids the same name.
I would vote for that mandate. It's one more control in your experiment.
All twins should be experimented on. We know that already. So
that's a given.
You're absolutely right. It's just one more control. I think it also is, you know, just encourages them to be the better George, you know?
Yeah, just a little more healthy competition. Especially if they're opposite sexes.
Right, 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 right. I think it's only cool. Only identical twins are cool, though.
Yeah, fraternal twins are, what a waste.
So boring.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're the same age, I get it.
So is everyone else in your class. Might as well raise any kid.
Yep, you got it.
So have you heard of this guy who named one of his kids Winner and one Loser?
No. What?
Yeah. I'm not sure if they were twins, but I think they were like pretty close in age. And yeah.
That's fucking horrible. It's,
right? You think. But guess which one turned out better?
I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
whatever happened, it's his fault.
Yeah.
It's
the dad's fault. Absolutely.
No, Winner became like addicted to drugs, homeless, total failure.
Oh my God.
And Loser was very successful.
Yeah. I mean, I guess good for him for doing that experiment for the rest of us. But isn't that like a classic narcissist parent thing where you like love one child way more than the other? Did he treat them differently?
I don't know. It'd be hard not to. Words are powerful. I guess the moral of the story is name both your twins Loser.
Yeah. You could have gone glass half full with that, but oh shit. Hit the wrong thing. We're going to have to edit that.
No, leave that in.
I have a question for you. I came across, it was on TikTok. You know, I get everything from TikTok these days.
Yeah, you're a real TikTard.
TikTok likes to send me dead children stuff. I think it knows I have a young child.
Oh, so. Yeah, you told me about this cool lane.
Yeah, yeah. But it also sends me, like, just bad stories about things happening to kids in general. So here's one for you that happened recently. Two couples in the hospital, their babies were switched. And they told them after, I think, they brought them home.
Uh-huh.
And so they switched back at 6 months old. My question is, would you switch back? Or maybe...
Which one's cuter?
Yeah, like, at what age would you switch back, I guess? Or where's the cutoff? Because you'd switch back if it was, like, 2 weeks, probably. But probably a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think if you make it a year, then those are your babies.
That's the cutoff.
Maybe even, I mean, after 9 months, you've had the out of womb baby longer than you carried the other one. So,
okay, so 9 months
that now becomes your baby.
Gestation period is the cutoff. However long was in you.
I mean, again, it comes down to which one's doing better, if you dropped the one that you had at first and you're like, yeah, you know what, maybe we should switch.
It's like an extended warranty, dude. How that's, I mean, How horrible is that, though? Like, you kind of fall in love with the baby in the first 6 months, right? It'd be pretty... Do you think it hurts the baby? That's another question. Like, do you think these babies are traumatized?
Oh, for sure. Life? For sure. Yeah. They have a... It's like Louis says in that one joke. You could scream at your baby just profanities for the first like year of its life, and it would never know the difference, but it just, deep down it would have a like a darkness. It would never really be able to forget.
I forgot the end of that joke. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So these babies will feel like some sort of abandonment problem.
Or yeah, just a confusion or a hatred towards their... They're real parents.
I feel so bad for those parents. That's so crazy.